Each day, tens of thousands of travelers on Nebraska's Interstate 80 drive under an unusual monument. It's the Great Platte River Road Archway, built to commemorate the pioneers who, in the mid-1800s, passed through Nebraska on their way west. Although it's popular with visitors, the archway is in financial trouble. Like some other new tourist attractions across the country, it's suffering both from a slow economy and overly optimistic estimates of projected visitors. From Kearney, Nebraska, NPR's Greg Allam reports.
There are very few buildings that pass over interstates. That's one reason why the Great Platte River Road Archway grabs your attention, rising up in the distance as you round a curve on I-80 approaching Kearney from the east. Through Nebraska and much of the west, the interstate follows a route blazed in the 19th century by pioneers on the Oregon, Mormon, and California trails. The archway is made from stone and logs and built to resemble a covered bridge. It's topped at either end by huge aluminum wings. It's not just a monument. It's a museum chronicling the trails and the people who traveled on them.
Welcome to Fort Kearney. All the trails meet up near here and become the Great Platte River Road.
Inside the archway, visitors walk through a multimedia presentation that focuses on the history of the pioneers. Incidents like the 1856 Mormon handcart disaster, when hundreds of Mormons on foot and pushing handcarts were caught in a snowstorm.
When our company was late arriving at Salt Lake, Brigham Young sent back a group of wagons to rescue us.
If they had not come when they did, there would have been no one left to tell the tale.
More than 2 years after they opened the archway, the people who run it are now exploring another rescue, their own. A few hundred thousand people are expected to pull off Interstate 80 and visit the archway this year, but that's far short of the nearly 1 million visitors that consultants promised. Many other tourist attractions around the country are suffering because of low attendance, but the archway has an additional problem. The interchange, that is the ramp to reach the arch, is 2 miles away. Motorists who pass under the bridge have to be willing to pass through Kearney and make a 4-mile round-trip drive to the monument, something that discourages impulse stops. Planners counted on a second interchange being built closer to the monument. And Archway board member Ron Tillery says there were other unforeseen problems.
Just about anything that could go wrong did go wrong. First summer we had $2 plus per gallon gas. That subsided, and then it came right back the following summer. We had $2 plus per gallon gas. September 11th took the wind out of tourism sales all over the country, and I think most major attractions are down anywhere from 30% to 40%.
Tillery is also president of the County Economic Development Council. Despite the money problems, he insists the archway is actually quite successful because it has brought more visitors to town. Sue and Gary Truitt are good examples. They were on their way home to Oregon when they stopped here to shop at a big hunting and fishing outfitter. They stayed over to visit the archway, and Gary Truitt says they're glad they did.
Because there's a lot to see here.
This is a wonderful museum.
And we spent, well, like I said, this is our third day here, and, you know, we're enjoying it.
The question now in Kearney is how and in what form the archway will survive. After defaulting on a bond payment, archway management had to dip into reserve funds. They've laid off staff and cut expenses as much as possible, and now are working to restructure their debt payments in a way that will allow the monument to finally break even. In Kearney, planners have also had to come to terms with another factor, voter backlash. Barbara Pemberton-Rigge was part of a drive rejecting a sales tax increase that would have helped build the archway's coveted second interstate exchange. She says over 150 years of history, Kearney has seen plans for a canal, a cotton mill, even a factory that made buttons from seashells, all schemes that went bust. She says the archway may follow history.
Kearney has had a few white elephants. In the future, yes, it'll still have potential, but I suspect that it's probably going to have to go into default.
If so, the archway will have company. Construction of the monument was financed by $60 million in bonds, money that was to be repaid through admission fees. In the mid-1990s, it was just one of many tourist attractions built using that model. Instead of an archway, Denver, Duluth, and Long Beach all built aquariums that depend on admission fees to help pay off loans. Today, like Kearney's archway, all are in financial trouble. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kearney, Nebraska.